started at the Torah in Northwest London, Sunday, 19th of Adar, 12th of March. Rabbi Yehuda Baruch Liebman Shlita, putting the Oren in the Mishkan. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Dunna on the 15th Yatzad, the father of Ben Sion, Rabbi Avraham Moshe Halevi Dunna, the Chron of Rocha, whose Yatzad was on Friday, and also by Family Stern and Dunna on the 3rd Yatzad of the late father and grandfather, Lil Nishmas Reb Zeib and Reb Chaim HaKohen, the Chron of Rocha, Reb Uli Stern, whose Yatzad will be this forthcoming Shabbos.
This week's Sedra seems a little bit repetitive, and that seems to be all about the Mishkan again, and it seems that we've heard it all before. Of course, the difference is that in Truma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu about the Mishkan. In Vayakel, Moshe Rabbeinu passes that on to Klal Yisrael, and in Pikudei, we hear how it was actually done. I was struck by a difference between Parshas Pikudei, or small difference, Parshas Pikudei and Parshas Truma. But before that, let's get an overview of what the Mishkan is. The Mishkan, we know, symbolizes many things. The Lomas Elyonim, various other Ruchnias Tigazachen, but also the Avodah of a human being. And when we learn the Mishkan, the ideal is that a person sees the Mishkan, and from seeing the Mishkan, we grow and we develop and we learn about our own Avodah. The Gaon and Adaras Eliyahu, but earlier, the Rishonim, Rabbein Bechaya, they talk about the structure of the Mishkan and how that reflects the Avodah of a Yid. And as Reb Chaim says in the beginning, just in Perik Vav, I think it is that a person is meant to learn from that and structure his life. And it brings up Sukkim that when there'll be the Bais HaShlishi, it'll help us because we'll be able to learn from the Mishkan, from the Beis HaMikdosh, we'll learn about our own Avodah. What do we learn? So first, the most obvious Nekuda is the fact that the Mishkan is split into three parts. Three chalokim, three distinct sections in the Mishkan. And Beis HaMikdosh, it's the same thing. It's clearer and simpler to see it in the Mishkan. When you entered the Mishkan, you first entered the Chotzer. The Chotzer surrounded the whole area, and in the Chotzer was the Mizbech HaNechushas, where you brought Korbanos, and Oila, Chatos, Shlomim, and Oila, it was all brought on the Mizbech that was in the Chotzer. Then, there's the Heichel. In the Heichel, there's the Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbech HaKetores. And further in was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What did these three symbolize? So Rabbi Chaya, and the different Nuschois and the Rishonim, if you look there at the Rechaim Balozhin and Nefesh HaChayim, and the Gaon Adaras Eliyahu, it's not quite the same. We'll say it the way the Gaon says it. A human being, we know, has three different parts. The parts in the etzem structure of the human body. The body, on top of the body, there's a resh, there's a head. And in the head, we have the mind, with which we can learn, we can study, we can contemplate, we can understand, we analyze things. That's the keach ha-sichli, that's the mind. Distinct part of the person, that's the head. Another intrinsic and integral part of a human being is the heart, where we feel things, where we sense things, where we connect to things. And even concepts, even ideas that we may have thought of in our heads are only real to us when we absorb them and they're part of us because we feel them or we sense them or we're connected to them in the lave. We also have the lower part of the body, below the diaphragm, where you've got the legs and the kishkas, which don't do any internal parts of our development. You don't sense the human being there in the same way, but it's more practical. If a person, chas v'shalom, couldn't connect to the lower part, Rachman's as a cripple, he can't walk. But as far as his actual functioning, as far as what he does, you wouldn't know the difference, but if they managed to get him into the classroom, and he was a teacher, he'd be able to continue teaching, using his hands just like he does until then. If he's a craftsman, he'd be able to continue drawing the pictures he was drawing till then, or producing the works of art that he was producing till then. An accountant was typing, whatever they're doing, the lower part of the body you wouldn't notice. It's not where a person expresses their inner being. doesn't express the ideas and emotions that a person has, but it's very useful for allowing you to interact with this world. I think the doctor will agree that without the intestines, it would not be much fun. Wouldn't be able to digest any food. Wouldn't be able to secrete the hormones that we need to keep going. Nothing would work without the lower part of the body. You also wouldn't be able to get from place to place. But it's less intrinsic to the Adam. The Mishkan also has those three parts. In the Chotzer, you have the Mizbech Hazov, Mizbech HaNechishos, where we bring Karbonos. Karbonos are physical. You take an animal and you put it on the Mizbech, you take a Mincha and you put it on the Mizbech. It's more of a Maisa, less of an Avodah of the Pnimius Adam, it's more of an Avodah Chitzonis. And that represents the Maisa Adam, the actions that a person is responsible to do. Many of the mitzvahs, although every mitzvah is improved by thought, by care, by interest, by ava, by yira, avada, that improves the mitzvah. But the basic mitzvah, as long as a person did it, it was yotze. He shokered lulav, he ate matzah, he heard shofar, he's yotze the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah maisa, it's a mitzvah beguf. And as long as his guf has done the mitzvah, he's been yotze the mitzvah. That's the chilek ha-maisi. In Karbonos also, machshava is important in Karbonos, but it's mainly machsheves psul. Pigul, chutzlam keimo, machsheves psul. Even shalei lishmo, kutz briskerov, v'ikre is a din of not ruining the carbon, although there's a vadal chatzchila tab lishmo in the carbon. But without it, the carbon's also kosher. There's a stam lishmo, means that the carbon's also kosher. So there's a din that you can make sure it's done right. Halacha, both the lois assays and assays, are primarily focused on doing it right and making sure we're mekayim the mitzvah. That's the chelik achitzoni, that's the chotzer, that's one chelik of the Mishkan. As you go further in, there we meet the chelki avoda, there's the shulchan. The shulchan is the achila of an odom, and we might be surprised, we might have thought that belongs in the chelik achitzoni, but we know many makaris, Chablozhin and Evshchaim, Ruach Chaim talks about it. The achila, when a person eats, it's not just the maisa gashmi. We're told that a shulchan, in a Yiddish a shtub, is the table represents the shulchan beis hamikdash, or the mizbeach. But if it's the shulchan, it's also the shaykh to this avoida. That the achila of a person is an avoida sashem. And that's why it's so important that there's Torah at every meal. Surely you could learn before the meal, learn after the meal, and just quickly eat up shnal and then do something or whatever. Just that's your time to chill out. During a meal, there should be different Torah. So there should be a ruchniyistik experience. We combine gashmius and ruchnius. Wherever the inner world is involved, you're entering the hechel, and that's the achila of Adam zeh shulchan ashelifnei Hashem. That taka, when a child comes onto climbs onto a table, we say, no, can't, it's a mizbech, it's a shulchan, you can't climb onto a table. A table in Yiddish Shtub has a ketusha. Just a dining room table. It's not just a dining room table. It's shaykh to ketusha. The menorah is kiyodua, the uro shel Torah, that spreads not just to the person, but spreads out to the world outside. The chalon shkufim, the windows of the Beis HaMikdosh opened outwards to express the fact that the light shines outwards and affects all the areas around Yerushalayim and then Eretz Yisrael and then Kolayim Kuloi. All lit up by the Limud HaTorah of Klal Yisrael. And that's the Schelik of Menorah. And this is Negeat HaAchayim. In every shtub, in the home, the home is meant to represent a Mishkan Ma'at. It's not just droshes for Sheva Brachas. It's a reality that we're meant to live with. That the Yiddish home is meant to reflect the Beis HaMikdash. If it reflects the Mishkan, then just as the Shulchan is a Shulchan HaShalifnei Hashem, a person who's able to should learn at home. Frightening things about people who don't learn Torah in their homes at night. Don't want to say them. But you find them, the Rambam, Ilchus Talmud Torah, Shulchan Aruch Ilchus Talmud Torah, about homes where Torah isn't learned at night. It's very important there should be Limud HaTorah in the home. Because if we want the home to become a Mokum Kodesh, we want the home to be a Beis HaMikdosh, then we need a menorah there. There has to be an Esek of Ribui Oyra. Developing that clarity, a fascinating thing. You look at Klal Yisrael, L'umas Olam, unbelievable thing. Every Yid learning Torah, he's not a lecturer in a university, Lavdil, or Magid Shini, Yeshiva, Lavdil, and Falfei Avdolis. Not giving a shir, so why is he learning Bava Kama at night? Why is he struggling with the intricacies of Menachos and Ishkin Koyim? Doesn't have a Beis HaMikdash, but he's learning, a Yid learns Torah every single day. Because that's how we develop the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we bring Oira into our life. And then there's Mizbach HaKatoiris, which Kiyodoh represents Tefillah. Tefillah is Avodah Shebelev, also in the Heichel. And although, again, a person's not Yotzeh's Tefillah without saying the words, but saying the words is the vehicle for holding the Pnimiyus HaLev, and the Ikka of Tefillah, at least should be Avodah Shebelev, where three times a day, a Yid, and Nivra before Boire, so the creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created by him, and we sense that connection that we're dependent on him, that brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Mitzvah HaKadosh. That's the Avodah Pnimiyus. And then in the Kodesh Kodshim is the Ov. Yeah. How's that connect to a person? So there's the lave of the person where the tefillah, the avoid of achila b'kedusha, and the limud ha-Torah is a person's disboinenus, the ira, comes from the heart. But the Torah somehow, the orin, is in the Kodesh Kodshim, that represents the moyach. How come there's two kelim? There's a keli for Torah in the Kodesh Kodshim, the orin, and there's another keli for Torah in the heichel, the menorah. Why do we need both? Is your dua, one is Tirish Bichsav, and one's Tirish Balpeh. Interesting. Why do you need both? Why is one connected to Moyach and one connected to Lev? If the Lev is the center, is the Hechel, is Shaykh to the Lev is state and gone, then I understand Tfilah is Belev. And there's boundless the connection to Achila L'chir is totally on the Lev. It's not just Machshav, it's why a person's eating. And the motivation for a meal comes from the heart, not from the mind. But why is the menorah in the heichel? The menorah belongs in the kodesh kodshim, in the brain. That's the aura. Something to think about. It's also hard to find the kodesh kodshim in the yiddish home. You find the maisa mitzvahs that we have. Now, the yiddish believe we have, but what exactly is represented by the kodesh kodshim in the yiddish home? So here's the aura. We knew that the Orun was built with the boxes, the gold surrounding wood, that's the Etzem Aron. The Shlim Pashas Truma. And then there's the Kapiris, that's the lid, right? That's part of the Aron. Interesting, the way it's a Vegestelt is almost as if it's two separate things. You make the Aron, it's pieces of Torah, the Otaktav, Abba Tabisov, Tabois, Tabisov, and you make the Badim. The Vesis Abadim, Ba Tabois, Altsalus Aron, Los Aron, Bahim, the Tabis Aron, the Abadim, Le Surum, Amen. And then the Pasuk says, after having told you to construct an Orin, v'nosato el ha'orin es ha'edus asher etein alecha. Put the Edus, the Torah, into the Orin. And then it says, v'asisa kapires zov Torah. It doesn't actually say that it's a cover for the Orin, but I suppose that's what a kapires means, let's say. And you put the kruvim on top of the, build them onto, from the kapires. You've got kapires with two kruvim. So the wings of the kruvim are musachik, they cover the kapiris. Venosatus a kapiris ala orin, milmalovas, velo orin titanus a edus a shaitin elecho. Put the kapiris on the orin and put the edus into the orin, frek rashi. Put the edus into orin. You told me that earlier. You said in posuk, Tezayin was nosata l'orin esaidus hashetin alecha. And he's saying again, pasuk chaf aleph, v'lorin titan esaidus hashetin alecha. So Rashi comes to tell you a chiddush. What's the chiddush? You might have thought that you first put on the kapiras and then you put in the edus. Doesn't sound very practical. Ayin Ramban says you put on the kapiras, then you take it off to put in the orin. You might think you finish off setting up the orin, put the kapiras on it so it's whole and it has kruvim, and then you put in the Torah. No, first put in the edus and then put on the kapiras. I would have said the opposite, that this pasuk comes to stress that you put the edus in after the kapiras, because it says, "Menasatas the kapiras al orim malav al orim tittin the edus." but then it'll be Shver the Pasuk before, where the Pasuk says, make an Orid, put in the Avis, and only then tells you to make the Kapoiris. And Rashi says, you might not be sure, but I've got a Raya from our Sedra from Parashat Pekudei. There it says very clearly, Vayikach vayitin esa idusa al ha'orim, vayosim sabadim al ha'orim, vayitin esa kapiris al ha'orim milmala. So first says you put in the edus, and then you put on the kapiris. Rashi al koch, that's the order. And that's why it's repeated. And what the pasuk means, put on the kapiris by all means, but make sure before you put on the kapiris, you put in the edus. But you might think, once you hear about the kapiris, to wait. That could they catch the terrorists to stress it.
What's kapiris? It's put in the edus.
Put in the edus, then says kapiris. I would have thought it's a raya. But it seems, chas v'shalom, somebody might make a mistake, and that would be terrible. So it has to be repeated to tell you. This is a rashi. Agree, it's a chiddush, tagushen, which is a That's how rashi learns the psukim. Which means that it's not stam a seder. It seems critical, really, really important, that the edus go in, and then the kapiris. What's the big deal? The kapuris, the pasuk continues, when I add til chosham v'dibarti etchom ala kapuris v'bein shnei akruvim. Then when the Rebbeinu Shlem talks to Moshe Rabbeinu, that comes from between the kruvim. So I always thought that the shechinah's miskala be'etzem from the orin. Here it sounds like there's something called a kapuris with kruvim, and that's where the shechinah comes, almost as if the shechinah isn't directly coming from the orin. It's coming from the kapuris. What is that? Good. But at least that stims going to Rashi, Parshas Pekudei, and Parshas Truma. And there's something else. Later in Truma, having spoken about the Kroshim and the covers, the Mishkan, the oil, then comes the Parechas. What's the Parechas for? The Parechas separates between the Kodshim and the Kodesh. Vosiso Parechas Tchitzagom to Lashon Shesh Moshe. Right, it goes along the line of the hooks that connected the two covers. Bring the Harena Edus into the Beis HaMikdosh, into where the Kaparis is. Sounds like you first put up the Parechas, then you've got the Oren. Having set up the kapiris, got an orin and a pareches, then bring the kapiris and cover the orin. Would you have guessed that? I would have thought no. First bring in the orin, put on the kapiris, and then put on the pareches. Somehow the pareches separates between the nesinas ha-orin and the nesinas ha-kapiris. Why would that be? Why would there be a split between the orin with the pareches, and only then can you put the kapiris onto the orin? Why is that? Why is the pareches necessary before you put the kapiris onto the orin? No, a he'ora. But where it becomes a kasha is, it seems not that way. It says, Vayove es ha'orin al ha'mishkon. Vayove es ha'mishkon, Vayove es ha'orin, Eidus kasha tov ha'shem ha'shem. And when it says, I thought it was mashma that you put the kapiris on before. I'm not sure in this pasuk. One second, Parashas Vayakel. Oh, klar, Taka. I thought it was muchach zamuch. The yoyi krim pesik far mal sechin kafe mal kapiris premish elochiv. Nochbes. So he puts the edus into the orin, as Rashi said. First, put the edus in, then the badim. So the lid's on, and then in the next pasuk, it brings the orin, and then puts on the pareches. But the lid's already on; the kapiris is on. So if the duke in Parshas Truma is right, it's not a duke, the seder in Parshas Truma is right, first you put the orin, then the pareches, the curtain, and then cover it with the kapiris. And here in Kodesh, they befirish, that's not what they did. Apella. So I thought of a yishuv. I haven't found anyone who says it. I don't know if it's right. I don't know how well we'll be able to say it in 8 minutes, but try. First, you say this: why would there be a difference between the instructions and the actual asiyah? So that we already know. Rashi says that Bezalel was called Bezalel because Bezalel came. Rashi Rabbeinu said to Bezalel, "I was told to make the following kelim, and then you should make a mishkan." So Bezalel, what are you going to make? Make the kelim, leave them hanging around outside. First, you have to make the mishkan. I mean, that's how you do it. You first buy a house, and you first finish the decorating of the house, and then you bring in the furniture. You don't buy the furniture first. No, they deliver the furniture. It stays in the garden while the builders are finishing the shkipshat. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Kelly, some mavshi pili ploim. You must have been there when Hashem spoke. That's taka what Hashem said." Another fragment. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu switch the order? Some shat that Hashem Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu first the etzem seder and then the practical seder. And in life, it's always like that. Any successful endeavor starts with the clarity of the goal, of what one's trying to achieve. You need that first. Before you start, you have to know what it's for, what it's about. Then you can build it. If you start building the building, and then you decide, you know, we're not sure whether it's going to be a shul or a school or a mikveh, we'll decide afterwards, let's first build. It's not going to work very well. You have to first have an idea before you start. So the Rishon of Moshe Rabbeinu, in Seder, in your mind, you should be thinking about the Kelim, because that's the tachlis of the Mishkan. There'll be an Orin, and there'll be a Menorah, and there'll be a Mizbeach. That's why that comes first. And in instructions, the Etzem, that comes first. And then you construct the Mishkan. When it comes, Bepoel, which is Bezalel's Chelik, that's Lamaisa. Lamaisa, first you build the Mishkan, and then you put in the Kelim. Right? So when you're designing your house, if you're a normal person, maybe not, but if you're somebody really fancy who's getting bespoke furniture, so you have to have an idea of the furniture before you decide the sizes of the rooms and the order and where you want the doors. You have to know the furniture before you put in the walls. The walls are there to serve your living space. It's the kitchen for sure. She has to have decided where she wants the kitchen cupboards and where the ovens are. And then you can decide whether you want the kitchen to be an oblong this way or that way. That's the Seder. When you're planning it, you think about the concept, the tachlis first, and then lemaisa. And when you're actually executing it, you start with the more practical seder. Let's look at the Oren. What does the Oren represent? The Oren represents the etzem kedushas haTorah. We said Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. What is Torah shebichsav about? What does it do? What's the use of Torah shebichsav? You open up Torah shebichsav. Does it tell you anything aloch lemaisa? You ever know the halachas of a mitzvah based on Torah shebichsav? Not a clue. Then the pasha of tzitzis, certainly the pasha of tefillin, you wouldn't have a vague idea of what to do. What are you meant to do with it? What does tefillin look like? What are you meant to do with your tefillin? It's almost impossible to know anything about mitzvah from Torah shebichsav. And yet, we have Torah shebichsav in the Oren, and we take it out and we read Parshas HaShavua. What is that? You anyway have to go and learn the sugya. So just learn the sugya. And the simple answer is that one needs the yesodos of Torah that are clear and separate to our lives before we apply them to life. We have to have clarity of vision, of goal, of idealism before we bring it into real life. Many times, idealism is a problem, because idealism is all the way high up there, and it's not necessarily practical. We can't live up to that ideal. And that can be an issue. A person who reads Gedolim stories and tries to implement them is going to get into trouble. It's great that there is such an ideal. Doesn't mean that I can do it. But the other extreme of therefore defining the essence of my life based on my limitations and the practical situation I'm in and the issues that I'm struggling with is also an issue. A person has to have a greater she'ifa in Chaim than where he's up to today. Otherwise, we never move. And when we talk about the concepts, we can never mind how it's in the Galamaisa. First, let's work out what the sugya is saying. Learn it a little bit abstract. That's Torah Shebichsav. Hear the Dvorim Kin Sinosam, as they are Kivyochel, as the Rabbeinu Shalom says them. How's that Negeah to me? That's stage two. We'll work it out. The Rabbeinu Shalom communicates to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Klal Yisrael. There's different levels. There's the Menorah, that's the Oirah. That's the actual light that lights up our lives. But behind that Menorah, behind that Torah Shebaal Peh, behind the Isak of how it relates to us in this world, there has to be an Orin. There has to be the abstract clarity of what the Yesodos of Torah are. Sometimes The home's in a situation that you cannot communicate that today. Maybe the children, guests or visitors aren't up to hearing that. But ochum vei, when that becomes the standard. Sometimes you have to explain something in a way that child understands. But don't let that become that's the essence of Torah. Sometimes I can't handle this, but I know what the ideal still is. Not to make a b'dieved into l'chatchila. Have the oil, have the kodesh kodoshim katsurasi. McGill, a very nice vort. He said that a person sometimes when he learns Torah, he thinks he has to learn v'osimenegialamaisa. What halachas do I not know? And that's the chelik of Torah I'm going to learn. Everybody has to learn halachalamaisa. Chelik of archiv of Talmud Torah. The Bach says in Lichas Talmud Torah, Rebbe brings it down. Chelik based that there's a chiv to learn halachalamaisa. Everybody has to learn halachalamaisa. But there also has to be a chelik of limud haTorah, where a person's learning Torah, not lemaisa yet. What does the Torah say? What the yesodus of Torah? Where a person's understanding things are not necessarily in a get to his chayim. Whether it's kochim, or baba kama, or mesachas brachas. Vos shteit in sugya. What's this about? Struggling, grappling with the etzem divrei Torah, even before it's in a get to his chayim. The kapiris is where the Rebbein Shkim Kivyochel communicates with Klal Yisrael. But there's a limud haTorah before even conveying it to the world. You've got the Oren, which is the Talmud Chacham, who's Loimei Torah. If there's a Loimei Torah who's learning Torah Lishma, then you can have the Rebbein Shem communicating to the Bria. The Dibur went further from the Kodesh Kodeshim, continued, and the Dibur continued into the Eichel. How? That was expressed in the menorah. Where's the menorah put? Next to the just in the backdrop of the arena, not in Tetzaveh. The menorah stands by the kapiras, which is the place that the kodesh brings to the kodesh kadosh. That link, that's where the menorah is. You can only have oiro if there's a voice coming from the kodesh kodeshim, and you only have a kodesh kodeshim if you have an oron before the kapiras. Put the edus into the orin. Before even talking about kapiras, make sure there's a limud haTorah. And only then can you have a kapiras that leads to a menorah. It was his teich. So what about the pareches? It's a fascinating thing. The orin stays in the kodesh kodeshim. Has it got any shaykhs to the kodesh? So we know, Chazal HaGemara says, stira between two psukim. And the Gemara says, well, it was actually in the kodesh kodeshim, but you noticed it, sticking into the Kodesh. Because when you put on the Pareches, the Badim stuck out, Shnei Dadish. So there's a Koyach Hashpo, Shnei Dadish, that are Mashpia from the Kodesh Kodeshim into the Kodesh. How's that created? By drawing the Pareches across between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodeshim. If you have a separation between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodeshim, then the Kodesh can be Mashpia. If you have the Talmud Chacham who's Isik Batir is separate, just Lishma, then you can have the Pareches. So, practically, you first put the Orin and you put the Kapiras, and then you put the Orin. The Pareches, you stretch it across. But the ideal, the value, the concept is, first set up the Orin as it is, and put the Pareches across. As you put the parechas across, the same thing that separates between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodeshim, that which keeps the limud haTorah of the Kodesh Kodeshim separate, is itself the source of that Kedusha becoming Dadi Isha and being able to be Mashpia. And then, when you have a Kodesh that's separate from the Kodesh Kodeshim, then the Kodesh Kodeshim has the ability to have a kapiras, where there'll be a voice and an ori. Every person needs in their lives an ideal concepts, an Isak HaTorah that is Kodesh Kodoshim, that is Torah L'Shem HaTorah, Torah L'Shma. When Torah L'Shma is Ketzuroso, then there's Ashpah that flows from there to the menorah and his mirror, there's an Avodah Salev to where it connects to us. The Moyach, the ideas and the ideals, the Shivas of a person, that must be maintained intact. Although sometimes we need Pshoros in real life. We mustn't let those Pshoros that are necessary in the Kodesh to affect the Kedusha of our Kodesh Kodashim. And the Memela that affects everything goes down from the Kodesh Kodashim to the Kodesh to the Chotzer, and the home becomes a settled place that hasn't lost the values and ideals that it was built.
Yeah.